We've got goats up on the rooftop. We've got whitefish in the bay. We've got spotted cows to fill our cup at the end of every day. A white gull roosts at the end of Main Street, just a block from summertime. Autumn days that flow like water, winter nights that glow like wine.
Lucky me, I am headed to Door County after work today. Did you recognize Door County references in that song? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network, and this is a Door County edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. This is the hour each week when we celebrate Wisconsin life, and I often ask you what you like about a particular region of the state or what you like to do for recreation or cultural activities, and you get to tell me where to go. So how about Door County? It's one of the most popular tourist destinations in Wisconsin. There's so much to do there. But if you only have a day or two, what are your must-dos, must-sees? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And particularly this time of year, springtime in Door County. John Jarsh is our guest, Director of Communication and Public Relations for the Door County Visitor Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great. I am headed to Door County right after work today. I could have picked a better weekend weather-wise, I understand, though. It's kind of cold there right now.
A little chilly, but, you know, you just never know. The weather always can be a little finicky up here, but it also can be wrong in the forecast.
Right.
So
yeah.
You just never know. We'll hope for the best for you, Joy.
Yeah, you know, Door County does seem to have its own weather systems and ecosystems and all that. But it's a beautiful, beautiful area. I am going to go rain or shine on a kayak field trip that is provided through the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin that will be in Door County.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I made the plans quite some time ago because I thought it would be nice to do a little kayaking in Door County. We're going to see water birds and other birds and wildflowers and water lilies and things like that. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a rain or shine. It'll be a good time. Talk a little bit about why this is springtime is a good time to visit Door County.
Well, certainly the blossoms are absolutely gorgeous, and I'm talking a couple of different kinds. Obviously, cherry blossoms. Our cherry blossoms, just for you, Joy. We decided to bring them out right around now.
Perfect.
So
and they are peak. Are they doing pretty? I mean, are they peaking? Are they just opening up? What's going on?
They've been opening up all week, and so this weekend and into early next week, I think we're probably going to see kind of our max time for blossoms.
Perfect.
They change. You know, different parts of the peninsula will blossom first. Sometimes the bayside blossoms a little earlier than the lakeside because of temperature and stuff. But, yeah, so we should have blossoms for all weekend and into next week for sure.
And not only cherry blossoms.
Yes, in addition to cherry blossoms, the apple blossoms are next. So if you're coming up over Memorial Day weekend, if somebody would be, I'm guessing that they're going to be able to see some late cherry blossoms and apple blossoms. However, our trillium right now are absolutely breathtaking. Those obviously cover the forest floor is where we see them most often here in Door County. So those are out and about. Daffodils and tulips are still hanging around. I know some people in other parts of Wisconsin have already seen their daffodils come and go, but we still have them in pretty big numbers here in Door County. We're on the back end of those, but just lots of other wildflowers that you're going to see as you're cruising around the county.
I'm thrilled. Yeah, someone posted a photo of trilliums from Door County on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and just said they're gorgeous right now. So where do I see that? Where do I go? I have to go on a hike somewhere. Where should I hike to see some trilliums?
Actually, you certainly can. Peninsula State Park would be a great spot for those. I know the Eagle Trail. That's one spot that I've seen them a number of times. But honestly, just driving around. If you take Highway 42, the main route up the western coast, the bay side of the peninsula, coming into Egg Harbor, you go down that big hill, you will look to either side of the road and you will see millions of them. Right there, right off the road. So keep your eyes peeled. Usually you're going to find them in a forested area. where there's a little bit of ground, you know, there's not, it's not really, really thick. And so you just, I mean, they're all over the place. Look for those gorgeous little white blossoms.
I am going to take a photo of that and post it on the page when I get up there. So what about for cherry blossoms, orchards? I mean, how many orchards do you have up there, and how prevalent are these cherry blossoms?
Well, there, it depends where you are, but we've got, countywide, we've got over 2,500 acres of cherries. And there certainly are some pockets. Coming into Egg Harbor, there's a great view if you're looking up on that, coming down that hill. But so County Road E, there's a bunch of them. Just north of Sturgeon Bay, there's a county road called HH. There's a lot of cherry blossoms along that road. And heading further north, right off the main drag on Highway 42, north of Sister Bay, you're going to see a lot of cherry blossoms. Sequest Orchards is kind of headquartered up in that neck of the woods on 42 north of Sister Bay, so you'll see a lot of them up there. And frankly, that's one of the beautiful things about Door County this time of year, is just driving around some of the country roads. If you get off the two main drags, there's a good chance you're going to run into some cherry blossoms.
Yeah, Door County is, there's just such a wide variety of things to do, places to see, lots of towns and villages to visit, lots of activities. For someone who has never been to Door County before, and I have been to Door County a lot before because it's one of my
and
favorite
places.
Bless
your heart.
Yeah, it is. I used to live in Green Bay and Appleton, and it was a frequent vacation destination or weekend destination. But if someone has never been to Door County before, where would you suggest they start?
Well, probably with us. Because there is so much to see and do up here. You got to figure out what in the world you're going to do, especially if you have a limited time, just a weekend, for example. We try to help people get into what they're interested in. We have so many things, be it, you know, lighthouses or, outdoor recreation. We've got 5 state parks here in Door County, 11 lighthouses. So if someone wants to get out and do some kayaking, like you're going to hopefully be doing this weekend, we've got lots of places to go and do that. The beauty of Door County is for so many of these things are, you know, kayaking in particular, we've got so much water around us, over 300 miles of shoreline here in Door County, that usually a kayaking company or whomever you're going to go out with is going to be able to find you relatively calm water, be it on the lakeside or the bayside or maybe one of the inland lakes that we've got here in the county. So we try to get people, get an idea of what they're interested in and what sort of things they might like to see. Maybe they want to do some wine tasting. We've got 8 wineries along the Door County Wine Trail, and so they can take a guided tour with the Door County Trolley, for example, of the wine, some of the wineries, or they can head out on their own. So there's all those sorts of things that we try to figure out what people want to see and do, and then kind of direct them appropriately so they can make the most of their time in beautiful Door County.
Yeah, and also... you had a very comprehensive list there, but another one of my favorite parts of Door County is the arts and cultural activities that are going on.
Absolutely, and certainly that was it was a short list that mm-hmm. I had. But yeah, our arts community is amazing. We've got around 100 galleries and studios in the county. Some obviously the beauty that we've got and we're blessed to have here in Door County, very inspirational, and it's really been a great attraction. To get artists here, to not only just come to be inspired, but to live and call Door County home. And we're just blessed to have some incredible artists, all different mediums. All of our galleries that maybe were open, are open seasonally, are all opening their doors up now. And that goes with any of our seasonal businesses. This week has been a busy week for a lot of them, getting open and everything. I think most will be open by this weekend, if not this next week. But certainly our arts community is a major draw for visitors to Door County. Mm-hmm. Some of our performing arts venues are not quite there yet. Middle part of June, a couple of weeks away, they're starting rehearsals now. But Peninsula Players, Northern Sky Theater, Birch Creek, Midsummer's Music Festival, just some incredible arts opportunities that we offer here in Door County.
Yeah, back to the kayaking. I did take a kayaking trip on Lake Michigan one time when we were visiting. It was around Cave Point. We saw those sea caves, which was really great. The water was so clear on that particular day that we did this that you could see shipwrecks, which was just amazing to see shipwrecks in Lake Michigan right off the Door County shore. But you can also, if you don't want to actually be kayaking, can't you take boats out to tour around the area?
Yeah, there are a bunch of different boat rides. One in particular that's a great for shipwreck, not only viewing but but talking about is a Death's Door cruise. And we've got a couple of companies that do tours in the Death's Door area. That's the body of water off the tip of the peninsula where there's a couple of lighthouses and lots of shipwrecks. We haven't lost any in a while, I'm happy to tell you. but yeah, so that there's some great locations up there. There's a spot called the Grape Shot that's in fairly shallow water that those boat tours typically will go right over. That's in probably 5-6 feet of water. And there's also spots out there by Pilot Island Lighthouse, one of our 11 lighthouses here, that, you know, it was such a treacherous spot. There's like three shipwrecks stacked on top of one another. That sank over, you know, back in the day. And we've got over 200 documented shipwrecks around the waters of Door County. For most people that maybe can't scuba dive or aren't interested or whatever, we do have some really neat on-land maritime kiosks that you'll find scattered all over the peninsula.
And let me pick up on that after we check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. This is a Door County edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Door County is one of the most popular tourist destinations in Wisconsin. And you can't go to Door County without getting a piece of cherry pie, that's for sure. In fact, a lot of people are recommending cherry-related activities on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Lisa on Facebook says, Sweetie Pies. Go to Sweetie Pies, a pie shop just south of Fish Creek. Jane on Facebook also says, visit cherry markets and sample wine and cherry delights. So what about you? Do you have a favorite place to have cherry delights or cherry treats or some other kind of food maybe in Door County? There's a lot of great restaurants in Door County. Do you recommend one? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And beyond food, we are looking for your favorite things to do in Door County. You can also ask a question of our guest if you want to know what you should do in Door County. John Jarsh is our guest, Director of Communications and Public Relations for the Door County Visitor Bureau. And John, back to the cherry pies and cherry delights and cherry markets. The actual cherry itself is not ripe yet, but you still have some from last season, or how does that work?
Yeah, they're not fresh right now, but yeah, we do have lots from last year's harvest. So you're not going to get fresh cherries while you're here, but pretty much everything else. So, you know, any kind of the baked items, any recipes that you're going to find in restaurants, we'll all have Door County cherries ready to go. If somebody's wondering when do they have fresh cherries? Our cherry harvest season is about 60 days after the blossoms. So if the blossoms are happening right now and into next week, about 60 days from now. So probably mid-July is when we're going to see that that cherry harvest come to be, and it's usually last a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and that's great. And there are all sorts of markets and pie shops and that sort of thing throughout the entire county, right?
Yeah, all over the place. You know, Sweetie Pie is a great one near Fish Creek. Scaturro's in Sturgeon Bay is a dynamite one. Sequest Orchards. I mean, I could go on and on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, lots of places to get fresh cherry stuff. You're going to be hard pressed to go to a restaurant and not find something with cherries in it.
Yeah.
And drinks too. They make some fun cherry related drinks up here as well. Because why not? We can. We've got lots of cherry juice to use.
Hey, are the famous Door County fish boils happening yet?
Yes, they are. They actually happen all year, believe it or not, Joy. Mm-hmm. At one place, the White Gull Inn, they do them all winter long, just on Fridays. But this time of year in May, now all of our fish boil restaurants kind of open back up and start them again. And so you can get them almost every day of the week up here now through probably the end of October. And if somebody's not familiar with what a fish boil is, we take locally caught whitefish that our local commercial fishermen catch, and restaurants will cook it outdoors over this huge wood fire in a big kettle. And they usually put potatoes and onions in there as well. Not all places use onions, but most do. And it's this gorgeous outdoor show that ends in a fiery boil over, which has a huge ball of flames that usually is 10 to 20 feet in the air. And that kind of signals that dinner is ready.
Yeah. So how did that become, John, such a thing in Door County? Is there a heritage reference there?
Yeah, well, it started out lots of hungry lumberjacks and fishermen that we had up here back in the 1800s. And, you know, they were looking for ways to feed a lot of people. And what did we have that was plentiful here? It was whitefish and fish in general. So it was an easy way to feed a lot of people. And back in 1961, I believe, a couple that owned a place called the Viking Grill and Restaurant in Ellison Bay.
You're still there.
Mm-hmm. They decided to try it commercially for the first time. And it took off like wildfire. And it's probably, 10 to 12 restaurants that offer them fish boils now on a regular basis. And it's just it's a really fun tradition that we've got up here. And it's served with, of course, a slice of Door County cherry pie dessert.
Yep. And it is good. And you know what? I do like the fish boil. The spectacle of it is really something. But I have not been to, and I'm not sure if it's still going on. We would go to the Sister Bay Bowl on Friday nights for the fish fry. It was just sort of a real, I don't know, it just was sort of a traditional Friday night fish fry. Is that still going on?
Yeah, that still happens at the Bowl in Sister Bay and lots of other places. Certainly Friday night fish fry all over Wisconsin, including Door County. Is a standard. And the fish boils go all week. So if you want to do a Friday fish fry, by all means, do that. And you can do a fish boil another night.
Oh, yeah. We have an open line for you if you have a question about what to do in Door County or if you have a favorite thing that you like to do that you'd like to recommend. I'm also curious about newer things. I do love the traditional favorites, longtime favorites, but I'm always looking for new things to do. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is a Door County edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. We are talking with John Jarsh, who is with the Door County Visitor Bureau. And Paul in Ephraim is with us. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm here. Are you there?
Yes, we are, Paul. Go ahead. What do you recommend?
Well, last night I went down to Sturgeon Bay to the Third Avenue Playhouse, or as we call it, TAP, T-A-P, and I saw the show Velvet Gentleman, which is a one-man show by, I believe, Mr. James Valk, about the late 1800s Paris composer by the name of Eric Satie. And the show was absolutely fabulous.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. So there is apparently some theater going on in Sturgeon Bay, John.
Yes, there is a TAP. They are an incredible venue that we've got. And they actually are kind of our year-round performing arts and arts in general venue in Door County, located on 3rd Avenue in Sturgeon Bay. A really neat spot. And James Valk is just a magnificent actor and does a great job at TAP for us in Door County.
Yeah. Do the people in Sturgeon Bay sometimes feel neglected with all of the attention northern Door County, or is there a substantial tourist traffic in Sturgeon Bay as well?
Yeah, they're just as much a part of Door County as anybody else, and I mean they have so much to offer. They really are only year-round community, meaning they have very few businesses that are open seasonally. But they've really come into their own with some of the improvements along their waterfront and some of the amenities that they have. Got some great restaurants. Obviously, places like TAP Performing Arts. They've got a new arts district down on 2nd Avenue. Some great new galleries that are in there. And so just a lot happening. The Holiday Music Motel is right down near the Michigan Street Bridge in Sturgeon Bay with all the stuff they do, including Steel Bridge Song Fest coming up in a couple of weeks. And so Sturgeon Bay certainly has a lot to offer and is a great asset for us to have here in Door County, just like Washington Island is too, which is our only big island community off the tip of the peninsula. So much to see and do up here in Door County.
Yeah, that's right. And actually, my the producer of this show, Chris Molina, was just in Door County. He was telling me how much he loved Newport State Park and how it was, there was very few people there, but he loved it that way because he could get around. He stayed at the place you mentioned in Sturgeon Bay. What was the motel or hotel?
The Holiday Music Motel.
Yeah.
Located on 2nd Avenue in Sturgeon Bay. Really neat story that some musicians purchased it and some local musicians, but also some national ones. Maybe people have heard of Jackson Brown. He's actually one of the owners of that particular location. He's not there on a day-to-day basis. Nobody get too excited.
Yeah.
But it's a great venue. They really do some neat stuff music-wise there, and the Tambourine Collaboratory that's next door, and just really some neat stuff that's happening there. And it's a really quaint little lodging spot, too, that people can enjoy and stay at.
John, can you tell me about, I don't have a lot of information on this, but someone said I should go and see the benches. Do you know what the benches are all about? I think there's going to be a variety of benches around maybe Sturgeon Bay, no?
Yeah, Sturgeon Bay this year, they just rolled them out here, I think in the last week.
Right.
It's like a fundraiser campaign, and so they've got an artist to decorate, I'm not quite sure of the number, but a lot of benches that are scattered throughout the Sturgeon Bay area. And what's cool is they're all uniquely different because, you know, artists have different ideas. And yeah, you can check them out. The Sturgeon Bay Visitor Center would be a place if somebody wanted to learn more about those benches, that you could check out sturgeonbay.net or stop in their Welcome Center on 3rd Avenue in Sturgeon Bay. But you will see those benches all over. So if you drive through Sturgeon Bay on your way, coming up here this weekend, Joy, take a look. They're hard to miss, and some really, really neat ones.
Yeah, and it's a fundraiser in that while they're kind of artistic and cool-looking dotted around town, eventually people can buy them if they want to?
Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm. At the Sturgeon Bay's Harvest Festival in September, they do an auction. And people have the opportunity to bid and to buy them, and it's a great way to bring home a little slice of their benches, and they're just really neat. Again, check them out. They're a lot of fun.
I am. I'm going to stop in Sturgeon Bay on the way up for sure. And we're staying at a place in Fish Creek, and I will be looking around. That's the other thing you can do when you're in Door County is there are so many different shops that you can just go, from shop to shop to shop, which is kind of fun too. Kathy on Facebook.
Yeah.
Go ahead with it. I mean, that is a big part of that side of Door County anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The retail side, people love coming up here to do some shopping, mostly boutiques, kind of specialty places. Each community up here has their own little district for the most part with some really kind of fun and eclectic stuff, some really neat clothing options. So shopping, that's a huge draw for a lot of people.
Yeah. Kathy on Facebook says, if you have time, go to Washington Island. This trip I'm not going to, but I will be back, as Arnold would say. There are two lavender farms on Washington Island and great shops, and be sure to try the ice cream. I'm not sure if she means lavender ice cream or any ice cream. There's a lot of great ice cream up in Door County, too. But
those lavender
farms are something else. You don't think of lavender being a big crop in Wisconsin, let alone, two big farms on Washington Island.
Yeah, we love it. It's such a neat addition, and that's probably in the last 5 years that those lavender farms have opened up. Both offer retail spaces right on the farm on Washington Island. But you talked a little bit earlier about what's new. Both of our lavender farms actually opened up lavender retail locations on the mainland. Island Lavender is in Ephraim, and Fragrant Isle is in Fish Creek. So now you can experience and get some of those lavender products on the mainland, too, without having to necessarily go over to Washington Island. But you have to get to Washington Island. It's such a cool part of Door County. Schoolhouse Beach is a highlight, one of five smoothstone beaches like it in the world. It's on the north end of Washington Island. And just the island in general, the vibe that you get there is just amazing. The ferry ride itself, the journey to get there is an experience in itself. You get to cross Death's Door and see some islands and lighthouses along the way. And Washington Island is the step, the front door to Rock Island State Park, one of our five state parks and Wisconsin's most remote state park. That park is about 900 acres and it has the oldest lighthouse in Wisconsin that you can tour. They'll be opening up for tours for the season here over Memorial Day weekend. But it's an amazing island. No bikes or vehicles allowed. It's only walking. They have some great backpack camping and an incredible boathouse that greets people at the dock when you get there.
I love it. I for the first time, was there last summer, and it was really something.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And be sure to check the ferry schedule, because someday I'll tell you about the ferry that we missed. But it was...
Okay.
Actually, it all turned out fine, but it was a little bit scary. So let's see. We've got so many suggestions here. It's hard. I am going to check out those lavender shops, though, in Fish Creek and Ephraim. That sounds good. Sharon on Facebook says, Fred and Fuzzy's in Little Sister Bay. It's a waterfront bar and grill located on the edges of Little Sister Bay in Door County, Wisconsin, presenting on the water dining. And Door County Cherry Juice Margaritas. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's an amazing place. A great little, right on the water. Great place to watch the sunset. And, yeah, their specialty drink is the Door County Cherry Juice Margarita.
Speaking of drinks, that reminds me of when you said Death's Door. That's what I was thinking of, was do you have Death's Door Distillery up there?
There is a place called Death's Door Distillery, but they're not here, unfortunately.
Oh.
They're in another part of Wisconsin, but they get a lot of their wheat to make their product, along with some of their juniper berries, maybe all of them, for their gin, from Washington Island.
Okay.
And so they actually don't distill the stuff here in Door County. That said, though, we do have our own distillery called Door County Distillery. It's located in Carlsville, and they really do some fun stuff, and you can actually do some tastings at their place. It's the same facility as Door Peninsula Winery, so you can do a whole bunch of stuff at that one spot in Carlsville.
Yeah, and there's wines, there's spirits, and you have a couple of breweries there too, don't you? Or at least I know a newer one opened up in Bailey's Harbor.
Yeah, and actually that's Door County Brewing Company in Bailey's Harbor, and they've been there for a couple of years, but they're actually right now building a brand new facility, tasting room, new brewery, right in downtown Bailey's Harbor along the main drag, Highway 57. That's scheduled to open up in late June. But their current tasting room that they've been using for the last couple of years is still there, and that's about two blocks away from that spot. We also have got Shipwreck Brew Pub in Egg Harbor. They do some really neat craft stuff there as well, kind of right on the main drag in Egg Harbor there. And we've also got a cider. I would be remiss if I didn't talk about Island Orchard Cider real briefly. They're located in Ellison Bay where they make their stuff. They've got a really neat tasting room, but they do ciders that they grow from apples on Washington Island. And we talked a little bit earlier about lavender. They just came out last fall with a blend, an apple lavender blend of cider.
Oh my goodness.
That is dynamite.
and
they have it's a more of a dry cider, kind of a Normandy style. Not real sweet like some of the hard ciders that you can find commercially now, but they really do a neat job, some craft stuff, and Bob and Unique Perman really do some great work there. So check Island Orchard Cider out as well.
We are talking about the many things to do and see and eat in Door County on this Door County edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Welcoming your questions for our guests and also welcoming your recommendations. Have you been to Door County? Do you have favorite things to do in Door County? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking with John Jarsh, Director of Communications and Public Relations for the Door County Visitor Bureau. We'll check news and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network.
Rolling like a sky high ball of yarn. Some folks pray for rain on Monday.
Sweet Cherry Wine is something you can get in Door County at one of the many wineries there. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are talking about things to do and places to go in Door County. On this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, I'm looking for your recommendations at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is John Jarsh. He is the Director of Communications and Public Relations for the Door County Visitor Bureau. And let me see. I was going to go to Elizabeth in Hartford with this interesting question. Hi, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. We try to get to Ephraim every year for the what my daughter lovingly calls the Fireball Festival. And I know that in years past, you were not able to consume alcohol or sell alcohol in Ephraim. Now, my sister went last year and said that that has changed, and I'm just wondering if that alcohol is now legal in the town.
So, great question, and the answer to that is yes. Now, it is legal, sort of. Sort of means because beer and wine are allowed now. Ephraim was founded in 1853, and from 1853 to 2016, it was against the village law to serve alcohol commercially. And last year, last spring, a little over a year ago, the villagers voted to end that and to allow the sale of beer and wine within the village of Ephraim. And so now restaurants, if they choose to, they can serve alcohol, beer and wine. And the Fearball coming up here in a couple of weeks, which is kind of Ephraim's big celebration to celebrate the arrival of summer, I believe they are planning to have some, a little bit available for people if they're interested in that. And in some of the restaurants in Ephraim now, you will be able to get a bottle of, a bottle of wine, glass of wine, or a beer if you'd like to.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great question, Elizabeth, because Ephraim was considered one of the only dry community in Wisconsin, so it had a claim to fame there. You could bring a bottle of wine to your hotel and have it there. It wasn't illegal to consume it, but you just couldn't purchase it in a restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, that's correct.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Let's go next to Sherry in Brussels. Hi, Sherry.
Hello. The reason I'm calling is that oftentimes Southern Door gets overlooked,
mm-hmm.
so I thought I'd mention some places there. When you're coming up 57 and you get to Brussels, if you go into Brussels, there's a building where they have a Brussels heritage, and they talk about the Belgian heritage in the area and the Walloon language and stuff like that, and they have really nice little museum articles in there.
Great. Do they serve bouya?
They do at a festival during the summer.
Yeah.
I'm not quite certain when that is. There's a restaurant when you turn off of 57 and you go left to go to Brussels. It's called Belgian Delight.
Okay.
And it's ran by Dean Vandertuy. And he's becoming very well known for his desserts. He makes homemade tort and homemade cheesecakes. And the cheesecakes are about 3.5 inches high.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they're I'm going to stop at Belgian Delights.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The looks on people's faces when you serve them a piece of that, it's like they can't believe they have that whole chunk to eat, you know.
Yeah.
But and another place out there is in Little Sturgeon, there's the Wave Point Marina.
The Marina.
It's like a hotel complex, and they have a restaurant in there and everything. You can stay overnight and dock your boat and have a good day.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, Sherry, for letting us know what's going on in Southern Door. There was somebody also who, when she just mentioned the marina, said that they, Scott emailed, he says, I go to Sturgeon Bay solely for the smallmouth bass fishing, world-class fishery. That's something we don't talk about a lot. I guess that's something people can do too.
Yeah, absolutely. And this weekend is the Sturgeon Bay Open Bass Tournament based at Wave Point Resort and Marina in Southern Door on Little Sturgeon.
Oh.
So, yeah, the bass fishing is really world-class in Door County. A couple of years ago, Bassmaster Magazine named Door County the top bass lake in the country. And so, yeah, really great smallmouth bass fishing and fishing in general all over the county. You know, with the bay and the lake, there's usually different species that they can fish for, maybe bass, bass or walleye on the bay side. Go over to the lake side and you got salmon and trout. So you got lots of great fishing options in Door County, and certainly I think sometimes that gets overlooked. But not by the fishing community, I don't think.
That's right. Let's go next to Peggy in Presque Isle. Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Joy. I just wanted to mention a great spot in Bailey's Harbor called the Ridges Sanctuary.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nature wonder. And there's a boardwalk that was just dedicated last year. So it's handicap accessible, strollers. It's like 8 feet wide. It's beautiful. Or there are hikes through the area to learn about the Michigan, the Lake Michigan shoreline and the swales. And there's a beautiful nature, an interactive part of the building at the entrance that great for children and adults alike. Gift shop is there. Mm-hmm. But the really interesting part also are the range lights.
Yes.
The lighthouse in Bailey's Harbor didn't work so well for them. There are a few shipwrecks out there, so they built many years ago 2 range lights, and John probably knows that story to tell of why they needed to do that. It's really fascinating. But you can have guided hikes. It's a great place.
I'm going to put that on the list for sure. I've been there, but I've not gone on any extensive hikes or such. I have seen those range lights, though. John, we are almost out of time. Can you just briefly touch on the ridges?
Yeah, a great spot. They're celebrating 80 years this year. They were the oldest private nonprofit nature preserve in Wisconsin. The new Cook Albert Fuller Center right along Highway 57 in Bailey's Harbor, great new spot, kind of the new front door to the Ridges Sanctuary. A lot of great programming and some incredible hikes and wildflowers there, so definitely a place to check out.
Claudia on Facebook says that I should grab a loaf of bread at the Door County Cherry Cranberry Bread Place, McReady Artisan Bread, and then watch Master Cheesemaker Mike make cheese at the new Door Artisan Cheese Company in Egg Harbor. So there's a new artisan cheese place?
Yes, brand new. They just opened up about 2 weeks ago, just north of Egg Harbor, right on Highway 42. They're making their own cheese. They also have a great restaurant called Glacier Ledge Restaurant. It's going to be hard to miss this place if you're driving north on 42 north of Egg Harbor, but it's gorgeous. They're doing some really neat cheese stuff. They've got cheese caves that they built. They're going to have tours of. It's going to be a really neat spot, certainly something that people are going to want to check out.
John, thank you so much. See you in a couple hours, 4 hours. John Jarsh is Director of Communications and Public Relations for the Door County Visitors Bureau. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life, and here is Executive Producer Erica Janik.
Wisconsin has more than 800 miles of Great Lakes shoreline. Since the early 19th century, Wisconsin's maritime communities have routinely faced storms that could destroy businesses, towns, and lives. Wisconsin Historical Museum curator Dave Driscoll brings us the story of a life-saving medal given for bravery in the face of disaster.
This is a silver medal. It's about 2.5 inches in diameter. Around the border, it says Life-Saving Medal of the Second Class, United States of America. The backside says, in testimony of heroic deeds in saving life from the perils of the sea. And then inscribed in the center of it is N.A. Peterson, Wreck of the Bark Tanner, Lake Michigan, September 9th, 1875. N.A. Peterson was a ship captain who happened to be in Milwaukee. He lived in Milwaukee, but he was in Milwaukee on the night of the storm and participated in a rescue that saved the lives of 8 crew members of the Bark Tanner. The ship left Chicago on the evening of September 9th. It had a full cargo of grain, and it was heading towards Buffalo, New York. The accounts say that a squall kind of came in and knocked out a couple of its sails, and that was followed by a storm shortly thereafter, but the loss of the sails meant that the ship could not navigate when the storm arrived. It happened to be off of Milwaukee when the storm hit later that evening. Folks on shore realized that the Tanner was in trouble. And there were a couple of steam tugboats that tried on three separate occasions to connect to the Tanner and pull her to safety. And either the ropes weren't strong enough or the winds were too high. Or in any case, at a certain point, they kind of gave up and the ship dropped anchor in the outer harbor and just hoped for the best. A group of, you might call them watermen, but people connected with shipping or shipbuilding, kind of put their heads together and figured out a fairly ingenious rescue method. And as a result, all six of the sailors all received life-saving medals second class, which was the second such incident after the medals were instituted in 1874. I was surprised that this happened in Milwaukee. You know, I was expecting Door County or, you know, Lake Superior, Edmund Fitzgerald sort of thing. So I guess it struck me that, you know, how close to shore all this nautical stuff, how closely connected sort of lake and shore are in many cases. It kind of addresses the issue of heroism, and that's something that doesn't show up in museum collections in an obvious way very often. I think often with objects, you learn about a lot of the functional things. But in this case, you know, life-saving, putting your life in danger in order to save someone else's, that level of meaning and emotional content is much higher there and I think easier to access. It just reminds us how much Wisconsin has depended on the lakes for commerce, for sustenance, for news, for immigrants. There have been many, many people who have earned their livelihoods from the lakes, and it wasn't always easy and it wasn't always safe.
This story was part of Wisconsin 101, a collaborative effort to share Wisconsin's story in objects. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.
Thank you, Erica, and thanks to producers Brianne Chasso, Nyasia Ellison, and Chris Molina, and thanks for all your suggestions for things to do in Door County. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.